And let's get you some breaking news out of Sudan, because we are hearing that the army chief there has appointed a new ruling sovereign council. You'll recall that last month, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan dissolved Sudan's transitional government, and he also detained civilian leaders in a military takeover. Let's get more on this story. Hiba Morgan is joining us on the line from Khartoum. Hiba, what more do we know about this announcement that's been made?
Well, the announcement was made on state television, and the members that are included in the Sovereignty Council have been announced. It includes General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who is the head of the Sovereignty Council, the same position he held in the previous Sovereignty Council, which he dissolved on the day of the takeover on October 25th. His deputy will be General Mohamed Hamdan Daglo, that's the head of the paramilitary rapid support forces. Also included in that Sovereignty Council are the members, the military members of the dissolved Sovereignty Council. So some faces of that new Sovereignty Council come from the old one that was dissolved by the general on the day of the military takeover. They're also members of the armed groups. They also retain their position as per Juba peace agreement signed between the transitional government, which was dissolved, and the various armed groups in the South Sudanese capital, Juba, in October 2015 and 2020. So some of those members in the Sovereignty Council that were read out today come from the old Sovereignty Council, but there are also new members on the list. Some of them are independent as per their positions, which they were running for, or rather during political campaigns. They were claiming they were independent, and others are new names that were not in the previous government. Members, civilian members from the Forces of Freedom and Change Coalition are not included in the Sovereignty Council. And this all comes as people continue to protest against the military takeover. We've seen mass protests on October 30th against the military takeover, saying that they don't want the army to decide the governing pillars of this transitional government, and they've rejected the takeover and anything that would come with it. So this is likely to inflame the protest movement further. There has been calls and mobilizations for more protests, on November 13th. And if anything, with protesters angry at the takeover, it is likely that we will see this decision angering them more.
Okay, and we will keep an eye out on the streets. Hiba Morgan, for the time being, thank you so much for that update from Khartoum.